Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, welcome to your channel, Islam Medium 1648. And we're now crossing over to the Mufti. That is Mufti Ilyas Saab, who is on the other side of the line. This is a question and the answer session. Any questions you have, call us on 011-854-1548. Before we go on further, let us greet Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How is Mufti Saab doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakumullah. Alright, we have quite a few questions coming through already. Inshallah, we remind our listeners this is a Q&A program. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And the cell phone number to send you SMS questions is 082-580-8070. It's 082-580-8070. It's preferable that you come live on air. Alright, we go on further. Inshallah, assalamu alaikum. Can we read dua for non-Muslim grandparents? What dua can one read for somebody who has cancer, and what can the person who got cancer, what can he read? Maaf, three questions about this up.
First of all, if a kith and kin, or father, or mother, or brother, or relative who is not Muslim passed away, you cannot make a dua for them. The cancer patient should make constantly istighfar and also read du'as like La Hawla Wa La Quwwata complete, Hasbunallah complete, Inni Maghloobun Fantasir. Inshallah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give shifa kamila ajila mustamira.
Ameen. Inshallah Allah Tabarak Wa Ta'ala give complete shifa. Alright, so we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jibin.
I've got a question. It's a business issue.
Mm-hmm.
In my business, I've got a credit card facility, and when I have a customer, they give me the option of budget or straight. Hello.
Hello, dear sister.
I just like to know. You know, when I take budget, obviously the customer would be paying the interest, and I'd like to know. Although I mean, I don't know if that's allowed because it's all part of the transaction. The interest transaction. So is it allowed to take budget in the business?
Sister, just hold the line, right? Mulisam will respond to that. She might just want to ask you some other question. Hold on.
Okay,
Mulisam understood the question, mashallah. All right, sister, Jazakallah for that.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chee, Mulisam.
In my opinion, that the person who is the holder of the card is responsible for that interest transaction. That means the client, not the seller. So the seller will get the money. The client will be indulging in interest transaction if they go via the budget system and not straight system. So the misfortunateness is upon the one who is going for the budget system. That means the customer. And nothing is wrong with the seller.
Yeah. Jazakallah for the recording further, inshallah. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. What I want to ask Mufti Saab is I've got a 9-year-old daughter and she wants to donate towards an institution or, you know, towards a ball in Malawi or something.
Yeah.
Is it okay for her to give from her money?
Okay. Any other questions, sister?
And the second question is, you see, what happens is like, in a masjid or a musalla where you're reading namaz, and if you come late, you're probably in a second or third surf, and you might be the only musalli in that surf. Is it okay for you to read namaz like alone? You know what I'm saying? You're following an imam, but you're the only musalli in that surf.
Okay, sister. Jazakallah. Will you stop and respond?
Okay, sister.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Right, Mr. Saab?
I think that was maybe a brother with a high-pitched voice. So, see, Nabali children, in principle, they are not mukallaf, meaning not salat is not faraz on them, fasting is not faraz on them, hajj is not faraz on them, and they are not accountable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, they are not entitled to give money from their own accord, like donations, etc. Why? Because they are not supposed to be doing this. The guardians, their custodians, their parents supposed to be doing it on their behalf or for them, they cannot do it unilaterally. A person standing in the masjid, now he came and he's going to stand alone in the last saf, whatever the saf number may be, it will be permissible. And if he knows how to call someone to join him, that will be good. However, these days, don't try that. The person in front may get a shock of his life. So stand there and complete the salat.
All right, JazakAllah. We go on further. We have another two callers. Many want to talk to the Mufti tonight, mashallah. Two callers. Let's take our first caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jibin.
Okay, this is my question to Mufti sir. Apparently, I was keeping Rosa, yesterday. And yes. Towards Maghrib time, I had a show already thinking that I'm getting my menstruation.
Gee.
And it was just showing sort of brown. But I did not let my rosa go. And then I waited for the night to go, thinking that maybe it is, because it is my time now. But nothing was happening. So then I kept rosa again today. And towards the afternoon, it was the same thing. So what do I do? Is this going to be a part of the haze, or what is it?
Alright,
I keep my rosa tomorrow, or what must I do?
All right, sister, just hold the line.
Hello, sir.
Okay, I'm going to start with the answer, sister.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ji.
Let's take our next caller, Mufti sir.
Ji.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum
salam. Ji, ben.
I'd just like to ask Mufti sir, if you start the Quran in the beginning from Ramadan, right?
Ji.
You're reading on behalf of a deceased person. When you complete the Quran, you have to then read one. For yourself, or how does it work?
All right, Mufti Sahab will respond to that, sister.
Shukran.
It's an important question. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Mufti Sahab.
The first question, if it was her time, then the brown will be classified as part of haze already. That's the comprehensive answer for that one. So she should not be fasting because it's already her time and the brown is indicating the haze has started.
All right.
Now, the second one, that inshallah she does not have to make one for herself, because by doing one for the deceased, making for Isa al-Sawab, then hers gets covered automatically also.
All right, JazakAllah. We go on for the Mufti Sahab. Some lady wants to go horse riding. Is horse riding permissible for her?
Although it is makruh, if the horse riding is taking place and the whole body is concealed completely, no figure, shape, size is showed of the body, then it is permissible, but detachment is always attached to it.
Alright, JazakAllah. Go on further, we remind our listeners, this is a phone-in program. Any questions you have for the Mufti, call us on 011-854-1548. And the cell phone number to send your SMS questions is 082-580-8070. Does a woman have to read qada namazes for the namazes she misses when she gets her menstruations?
Allah Jalla Majdahu has given us a very easy, simple deen. And the beauty of the deen lies in how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made it easy, especially for the females. When they are in the state of menstruation, they do not have to make the qaza of the salah, but they will have to make qaza of the fasting. That is all.
All right, JazakAllah. We're going further. We have two callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam. I would like to know, what time does the tarabih time expire? After what time can you read tarabih?
Okay. Any other questions, sister?
No, that will be all.
All right. Mufti Sahab will respond. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. JazakAllah.
JazakAllah, Ben. Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, how are you, brother?
I'm a student at Fatima.
Ji.
So I want to know, you say a teacher's wife.
Sorry, I can't hear you, brother.
So the teacher's wife always accepted. So a non-Muslim teacher, if he makes dua for you, that's also accepted.
All right, what is about to respond to that?
All right.
JazakAllah, what are you studying, brother?
Accounts.
Yeah. Your what year is it?
Second.
All right, Allah make it easy for you. Right, right, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jamil Sahab, you got the questions?
Tarawih Salat ends with... The time of Tarawih Salat ends Sehri time. Isha time ends there. Witr time ends there. Tarawih time ends there. Tahajjud time ends there. The Sehri ends, Fajr time starts. The second question, I did not get, Barakara.
All right, Jimusab, let me repeat the second question. He's a student at WITS and he wants to know the teacher's dua, even though the teacher is a non-Muslim, he heard that the teacher's dua is always accepted. What about a non-Muslim teacher?
There is a room for acceptance.
All right. We go on further. Why can't we make dua for a deceased non-Muslim, and can we lift our hands for the dua after the adhan?
Lifting hands after the azan is not substantiated, not proven in any authentic, reliable narration. From the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got du'as and masnoon du'as. For example, there is a du'a for going to the toilet and coming out. Now, you don't raise your hands and make the du'a and then go in the toilet. And when you come out, you don't raise your hand. Then there are a lot of other times where you have to make du'as. Dua will put your clothing, taking out clothing, putting shoe, seeing the moon, and eating the fruit, and all those things. So you don't raise your hand. Raising of hands, according to Mullah Ali Qari, Ramtullah Ali, is proven 7 places. For example, Safa, Marwa, after Faraz Salat, in Arafat, etc. Now it is not proven after the Azan. The person's faith has been sealed who passed away, not a Muslim. When the person's faith, destiny has been sealed, then dua cannot change that.
Definitely. And Allah mentions, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحْرِ مِنْهُمْ مَا تَأْبَرُ وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. Alright, quoted to 10. Any questions? Call us 011-854-1548. Cell phone number to send the SMS questions is 082-580-8070. Assalamu alaikum, it says, can you please advise me on my tahajjud namaz? Do you read any surah or do you read Surah Ikhlas all year, in all your rakats?
This concept of reciting Surah Ikhlas in all your surahs in tahajjud salat is not proven. Whatever you know of Quran by memory, inshallah, if you read it in tahajjud, that will also serve as a protection and revision, and it will help you to memorize more Quran. So the more Quran you read in tahajjud is advisable, rewardable, laudable. However, make qaza and give qaza preference to tahajjud.
Alright, JazakAllah begone. Further, we have two callers. Many people want to talk to the Mufti tonight, mashallah. Two callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how is Mufti?
Alhamdulillah.
Mufti, two or three questions. Number one, I see now in Indonesia especially there is a lot of Muslims which have their tarabis at home. Is it advisable? Because there's mosque every street, I see, but then they go to the houses and make the tarabi. Secondly, if you make tarabi at home, must you read it aloud, your surahs, or when you do your 20 rakats, or just in silence?
You mean if you're reading it alone, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Another question, can the sister, you know, can my wife follow the, you know, this question came up a lot of time. Makkah on a radio, you can't follow the tarabi. But now, you want to know why didn't they broadcast it if people can't follow the tarabi on the radio or TV?
Okay, JazakAllah.
Right, JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jim, what do you say?
Another caller,
yes, we do have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam to Mufti and Mawlana. I've got three questions. The first one is, I heard that you cannot wax or pluck the eyebrow. But what if you're doing it to make your husband happy? And if you are not allowed to do it, I'd like to just know the reason why, and the cutting of the hair into layers or the fringe. And if a person does not purposefully fast over a number of years, how could they repay that back? And if you don't read Quran, but you perhaps read Surah Yasin, is that acceptable during the month of Ramadan?
Okay, sister. Any other question?
No,
why the person don't read Quran?
Oh, sister, Mufti is asking, why just Yasin and not the Quran?
No, maybe one night the person didn't read Quran, but they read Yasin instead. Would that be okay?
You mean just for one night?
Okay. Yeah, just like maybe one night they didn't read the Quran, but they read Surah Yasin.
All right.
Okay, shukran.
JazakAllah, sister. Okay, inshallah. JazakAllah for your call. Assalamu alaikum. All right, Mufti, I was busy writing for the last 4 minutes. Let's come to the questions.
You read.
All right, I read. Number one is, in length, the brother says...
Okay, I got the question.
All right.
If the masajid cannot accommodate all the hufas. Now, if the hafiz wants to make tarawih salat in the house, then that is permissible. So that he can maintain his Quran, he can preserve it, protect it, revise it, and memorize it. So there is absolute permissibility that he can perform salat of tarawih in the confines of the home. And the woman folk of that house also can follow. As far as why they broadcasting the tarawih salat, because people like to listen to the haram imams read, and because of our heartfelt, emotional, sentimental attachment to the haram, both the harams and the recitation there, people like to listen to it, and the recitation of the imams of the haram, their beauty, their style, the alhamdulillah. So this is to create also an awareness of Quran, recitation, tajweed, and create a azmat, honor for the Haramain Sharifain.
All right. Then we had the sister calling for this subject.
The,
says,
waxing will be permissible for the pleasure of the husband when no hair of the eyebrows is removed. You cannot do a wrong action to please the husband. You cannot do a action that is going to result in disobedience to the Shariat to please your husband. The Surah Yasin recitation, one of, that's okay, due to tiredness, etc., the person read Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is also Quran. In fact, a good Muslim must read Surah Yasin every day and the night surahs also.
All right. Rustam then shared another two questions, the cutting of hair in layers or in fringe.
The enough books have been written about cutting of the hair. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clear that the malaika make dua for the females who have got long hair. And also that the men should not imitate the females and the females should not imitate the men. If hair cutting was permissible for females, then to come out of ihram, they should have been becoming bald like the men. But this is not the case. It is only a fingertip of the hair of the females allowed to be removed, sending out a signal to the females that even coming out of ihram, only one fingertip must be cut. Not like the men, that everything, all the hair is best to remove. So when the Shariat has not allowed the cutting of female hair and the cutting of layers, we will follow that.
All right, JazakAllah. So we can further, we have two callers. Yes, we have another two callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, how are you?
My first question is, a person who is, like, for example, Asians who is taking people for actually. Now, if you stated something to this effect in Mecca, for one salat, 100,000 reward for one kuti. Now, what happens with the status where a person in Mecca, like an Asian, for example, it is doing people down in Mecca, and leaving people stranded here, or causing people to come into tears? What will be his status here? That's my first question. The second one is, this is something to the effect that between the door and Hazrat Aswad, making dua by placing one's cheek and chest against that portion and making dua, is there something to the effect? What is the reward?
Brother, the second question I never get it. Can you
The second question is, you take this thunderous effect that between the door and the Hazrat Aswad, a person placing his chest and his cheek and his chest, I think the right portion, if I'm not mistaken, against that portion and making dua at that position, at that place. What is the reward there, or if Mr. Sahib can explain us further on that issue?
All right, JazakAllah. Mr. Sahib will respond, brother. JazakAllah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji.
I had yesterday excellent. I'm 12 years old. I had an excellent and blood was falling, I got hurt and blood was falling out of my mouth, and I was knocked out like about for 10 or 15 minutes. I want to know if my fast is accepted.
What happened to you, brother?
I was playing cricket.
And then?
So, I hit the ball quite far, and then I ran like 1, 2, 3, and the third one, I never saw a person, and I knocked into the person, and my mouth, I hurt my the half side of my face.
Okay, JazakAllah, Allah give you shiva. Would you sample respond, okay, brother? Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Okay, first, brother, they allow those agents who take the hujjaj or the people for umrah, and then they get them stranded there and give the haji or the person who they took for umrah promises and they don't fulfill, and then they make that person cry and weep. These unscrupulous operators, they will see the result of the badwa of those people on this earth, let alone in the grave and in the akhirat. They will visually see it, that what will happen to them, and they will suffer in this world, let alone getting punished in the qabr and in the akhirat. Such scrupulous operators, unfortunately, they bypass the system, circumvent by excuses and contact, and remain as operators year in and year out, unfortunately. But Allah is just. Allah will take them to book, Allah will account, and Allah will judge them, and Allah will rule against them, and Allah is swift in reckoning, and Allah's hold is firm, and Allah's grip is mighty, and Allah is swift in reckoning.
All right, did answer this question?
Oh, Multazam. He's talking about the Multazam. The area between the door and the Hajar-e Aswad is called Multazam. It is sufficiently proven in the hadith that to put your chest there and to put your cheek there and outstretch your arms, and that is where the du'as are accepted. So if you are able to get into that place, these days it is congested, if you are able to go into that position, get there, du'as are accepted there.
All right.
The youngster who hurt himself, now if in his unconscious state blood went down his throat, and this is very, very difficult to determine, as a precautionary method, this youngster should make one qaza fast.
Right. So, JazakAllah for that. Let's go on further, inshallah. Dua on television and radio, if you say Ameen, is it accepted?
You should listen to those duas. Those duas are for that congregation that is listening. Now, for example, especially over television, now it is for that time there where it is broadcast live for that area. If you are, for example, listening to a dua over a radio station and it is on your time zone and it is a current thing, it is a concurrent thing, then you can make Ameen.
Right. What's the ruling regarding see-through scarves?
Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated there will come a time when women will be dressed but undressed. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith meaning that the usage of transparent clothing will be prevalent among women. And this is a sign of the hour. This is a sign of the coming of the hour. A woman should not utilize the scarves that are see-through and go outside the home.
All right. A woman in istihada must asr, she makes qada of it at the time of maghrib. Should she make one wudu or two separate wudus for the asr and the maghrib salah?
One wudu.
One wudu is sufficient. Okay, Mr. 1 second, I just go through the SMSs. Assalamu alaikum, it says, I'd like to know till which point is a woman allowed to recite Quran in labor. If your water breaks, do you have to take a ghusl or make wudu?
Make wudu.
Make wuzu, JazakAllah. We go on further, inshallah. It says, is it permissible for a woman to phone in on air and make loud du'as at different times?
Highly not advisable. Women should come on air and speak with a flat tone. Women should not come and speak flirtatiously. Women should control and discipline and govern their voices. Women should not speak too much. People may get attracted to those who got weak hearts, and the woman should regard herself as precious, her body, her sound, her voice, her movement, and she should not regard her voice has been something cheap, so she should preserve it. And this idea of getting a woman to make dua on the air has to stop.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. I am suffering from istihada. Would it be permissible for me to use tampons while fasting?
Permissible.
All right. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. It says, is it permissible to remove facial hair by threading or waxing for women?
Permissible.
Can men remove hair from the cheeks by waxing?
Permissible.
Okay, permissible. We go on further, inshallah. And a woman in istihada, okay, we've done this one, Yamutsab. Injection, if a person took an injection while fasting, is his fast broken?
As I have explained, that injection will be utilized as a last resort. The fast will not become invalidated, the fast will not break, the fast will be valid.
Alright, if comes a bleeding without provocation whilst fasting, blood goes down the throat, does it nullify the fast?
The fast will nullify, however the person will have to make only qaza, not kafara. The person should be extremely cautious, because if the gums are bleeding without provocation, then the person definitely has got an ailment. You should see the physician, see the doctor, the dentist, whoever is the specialist in that field. Otherwise, the person is going to make many qazas.
All right. So let's take our caller. Thereafter, we'll have the news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to find out that Salat and Salam, 40 Rabbanas, and Yasin, English translation of it, I read it. Can I read it without wuzu?
You are reading the
English
transliteration.
Okay.
You are reading the translation or the transliteration?
I'm reading the translation in English.
Oh, okay.
Translation, okay. Okay, brother. Alright, Jazakallah. What's up, I'll respond to the brother. Jazakallah, take care. Assalamu alaikum. Chief Mufti.
See, as far as the Yasin is concerned, then it is preferred that he reads it with wuzu. The du'as, he may read without wuzu.
Alright, Mr. Jazakumullah for that.
We have a question, an SMS question, saying, is it permissible to remove a tooth while one is fasting?
Although it is permissible to do so, but inevitably, most probably, some fluid from the water utilized or the blood will go down the throat. So the reliable dentist should be asked, and the first patient himself will feel if something goes down the throat. If fluid goes down the throat, be it blood or water, it will nullify the fast.
Jazakumullah for that, Mufti Sahab. We have two callers online. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, brother.
What I'd like to ask Mufti Sahab is, tell me this pledging of money,
ji,
right? Is it permissible for kids to actually pledge money? Because as far as I heard that, you know, a parent is not supposed to take anything from a kid. And it's not baligh.
Okay.
Alright.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Let's take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Jesus, sir.
I'd like to know that if you read Quran, one part of Quran, and then after that you realize you don't have wudu, do you have to read that one part again when you make wudu?
Okay. Jazakallah. That's all you got?
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Ji Mufizab. The
na
first question.
Ji. I'm not mukallaf. Na balik children, in the light of Sharia, are not entitled of their free will. And they cannot unilaterally, on their own accord, give donations. The sister who read Quran al-Karim without wuzu should make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make wuzu, and repeat that parah.
Jazakumullah for that, Mufassar. The next question was, the sister said, let's take the call of Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I would like to find out, Hajj saving at Al Barakah, of whom is Zakat entitled?
Hajj saving in Al Barakah Bank?
Yeah. Or any other, like, I've taken out money for Hajj saving or for Umrah,
yeah.
And I'd like to find out if I've got to take out Zakat on that. That's number one. Number two question is to see a pure funeral saving for myself, which I've got at the bank also. And is that zakat permissible on that?
I'll answer.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Any other caller she could answer?
One more caller. We've got one more caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Jesus, sir.
I'd like to find out if I've got a gold coin, like a crooked coin. Do I pay zakat on the monetary value or the gold weight?
Okay. So, that's all you got up, huh?
The brother who's got a fund in the bank, Umrah fund or Hajj fund, then as long as it is his property, he's the owner of it, he will pay his zakat on it. And he's got some other funeral fund or whatever fund he's got, he will pay zakat on that also. Whilst we on the zakat issue, that unfortunately there is a email. There's an email doing its round called Zakat Calculator, and that is filled with erroneous causes. The person who is circulating this email on the via the internet is definitely not an alim, and he's misleading the public on how to calculate zakat. So if you perchance have got the zakat calculator email, please ignore that. That is completely erroneous. What was the other question there?
The other question, Mr. Sir, was on the gold coin.
The gold coin, Kruger coin or gold coin, you will have to pay on the current market-related value. Whatever you're going to pay for it now, that's what you will pay zakat on.
Jazakallah for the Mufti. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I just wanted to find out, are Muslims allowed to be buried in one grave, but death was not on the same time?
Can Muslims be buried in one grave?
Ji.
Okay. Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Ji, Mufti sahab.
Say that question again.
Can Muslims be buried in one grave, although the time of the death was not at one time?
If there is shortage of graveyards, of graves, then they can be buried.
Ji. Jazakallah, Mufti sahab, for that. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, brother.
Yes, I have about three questions.
Okay, fine.
The first question is, can one change one's mazhab? For example, if a Hanafi marries a Shafi, and for purposes of convenience, if the spouses come to an agreement and they both follow the same mazhab, will that be permissible for either of them to change?
Okay.
That's the first question. My second question is, could Mutisha please explain the person who is a Salafi, who is classified as a Salafi Sali? My third question is, in our locality, a person claims to have the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he also claims that this hair grows, and further he claims, in order to test whether this is the hair of the Prophet, is that it does not cast a shadow. Now, is there such a thing? And he also further claims that the Prophet was shadowless. In other words, he did not, in his lifetime, he never cast a shadow.
Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Ji,
Mufti sahab. First question.
How many hours you want to answer? You got so many big questions. Come slowly. A person can change mazhab, but has to do it in totality. Meaning that the case that he stated, for example, the wife Hanafi, husband Shafi, now for compatibility and for convenience, they can make a complete change. Complete change, either go away to the Shafi mazhab or the Hanafi mazhab, provided that in that area they have got Shafi ulama or Hanafi ulama. No use changing completely to another mazhab and you don't have ulama literature as backup. The Salafis, the current Salafis, not the Salafis of the old, the current Salafis are those who propagate some erroneous beliefs and also verbally deny that you have to follow one imam or fiqh. That means they do not want to make taqleed shakhsi, they do not want to follow any imam of jurisprudence. They deny following any illustrious imam and say that they are clever enough to follow whatever they desire from the Quran and Hadith. Names for them are Salafi, Ghair Mukallid, Al Hadith, La Mazhabiyah. That's all the names for them. The other one?
The other one was the person.
Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the scholars have written that why he did not cast a shadow was he was blessed by Allah Jalla Majdahu, that wherever he went, there was like a cloud over him to shade him. As a result, that's why there was no question of shadow. As far as the hair is concerned, that that person may be attributing it to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We hold a view that we do not know the reality, we cannot deny it, and we cannot testify to its truthfulness. Then some other scholars have said that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, obviously not any part of his body can be burnt. So tell that person, try that.
Jazakallah for the Mufti Sahib. We have another two callers online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jesus, sir.
I just want to ask Mufti Sahib that if a person overslept with tahajjud namaz, how do you pay that back? And is it possible for you to read it in the day if you got time? And my second question is, when I became a Muslim, my first year I didn't fast, but I do fast two or three times a week, daily basis. Is it payable in that, or should I pay somebody, you know, like a masab that you have to take out, or anything that you have to do to make that year up for the first year? Because I was not, you know, so it was my first time, and it was now a bit different for me. So I just want to know, is it the right thing I'm doing to fast every week, like two times, will it be paid in, or is there something else that I have to pay up to fill in that first year?
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Ji, Mufti Sahib.
Ji, she missed a tahajjud salat, that, and she is one who came into Islam, and she got fikr of qaza of tahajjud. We who are born Muslims not worried about our farz salat. Allah Ta'ala reward her tremendously. There is no qaza. She does not have to make qaza for tahajjud salat. Now, the first year of her accepting Islam, she missed her Ramadan. The method after Ramadan, and she has been doing this, she make intention of qaza salat, qaza roza. Inshallah, she'll be able to, if she's keeping two times a week, then within a short period, she'll be able to recompensate by the way of qaza fasting for the first year of her fast that he missed.
Jazakum Allah for that. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalam.
I just wanted to ask the Mufti, I'm having my third child by cesarean section, and the doctor says it would be dangerous to have a first one also by cesarean. So is it possible if they can tie my tube when I do have this caesar?
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call first. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
I'd like to put a question.
Ji, go ahead, brother.
There's a couple who is currently renting a premises from me.
Okay.
Now, they initially said that, you know, they had jobs and they could pay the rental.
Okay.
Now it turns out that they don't have jobs and they're battling to pay the rental.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, so can I discharge some of my zakat to them, you know, in lieu of rental?
Sure, okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Ji, Mufti Sahib, first question.
The first question, that if it is a pious, reliable physician and doctor, really fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the honest opinion of his, then there is some room for permissibility for that. The second one, he cannot automatically contrive it. He has to give them the money and then they will voluntarily pay him the rental. Although it will be from his zakat, but they will voluntarily pay it out back to him.
Jazakallah for that, Mufti. Let's take our next two callers. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, brother.
Yeah, my question is as follows. How do we make good the missed rakat during Jamaat if we join the Salah during the fourth rakat?
Okay.
Okay, brother, go ahead.
My second question is during the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the Makkah and Medina, they did a special Salah at night, about at midnight or so. What is the name of this Salah? What is it called? And how is it read? And if we can read that Salah individually at our homes, if we are not in Makkah and Medina. And if we can read it, then do we still have to read the Tahajjud Salah after that?
Okay, that's all you have. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I have another one as well.
Okay, go ahead.
When we read Tashahud and we raise our Shahadat finger, there is one school of thought that says that we should keep the finger pointed. Others say that we should point all the fingers towards the Qibla, all four fingers. So which is the correct one? And what evidence is there that to show that that is the right one?
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah.
Gee, okay, let's take our next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, wa alaikum salam.
Jesus, gee, I can hear you.
I just wanted to know if you are reading Quran and you read, say, Surah Waqi'ah and Surah Mulk and say, Surah Sajda, and you know the Khatam Dua, Allahumma Anis Wakshati. Can you read that after that, or is it only meant for after you Khatam the whole Quran? My next question is, if you read, Laqad Ja'akum, which is part of Surah Tawbah. Now, when you read it in namaz, must you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or do you just go on reading that the verse as well?
Okay. Jazakallah for that. Assalamu alaikum. Jee, Mufisab.
Jee. The lady answers first, that when reading Surah Tawbah in Salat, you leave out the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim also. And when...
She said if you read Surah Al-Mulk and Surah
Al-Sajda. Okay, then she can read that dua. That Khatam Quran dua is not necessary, only necessary for the Khatam of Quran. That is a general dua that has been inserted there. So it does not specifically only apply for Khatam of Quran. It can be recited daily also. Now the respected brother, read his questions.
The first question was, how do you make masrakat? For example, your masrakat.
He joined the four rakat. He joined the fourth rakat. Now, this one book of mine is called How to Complete Missed Rakat. It's on my website, alislam.co.za. Every salat and every condition is recorded in that book. Now, the person came in, he got the last rakat of the fourth rakat. That means this person read Surah Fatiha and fed out. Now this person will get up, will read Ta'awuz Tasmiyah, Surah Fatiha, Surah, and complete his second rakat, sit, read At-Tahiyyat, stand up. He'll be standing for his third rakat. This person will read now Surah Fatiha, Surah. That's his third rakat. Will go and make the fourth rakat. Read Surah Fatiha and then complete the four rakat of Salat. That's how we'll do it. The next question?
The second question was in the last 10 minutes of Ramadan,
they perform what they call the Salatul Layl. Now, Salatul Layl, they perform in Makkah and Medina. Understand something very clearly, according to the Hanafi school of thought, that Nafil Salat Wud Jamaat is makruh at Tahrimi. Nafil Salat Wud Jamaat is makruh at Tahrimi. Salatul Layl, which is comprising another name for Tahajjud Salat, it is 8 rakats, 2 rakats minimum, 12 rakats maximum. If you want to do it in your home, you can do it individually in your house throughout the entire year, let alone the last 10 nights of Ramadan. You can call it Salatul Layl or call it Tahajjud Salat. Salatul Layl and Tahajjud Salat are similar but different from Taraweeh.
Jazakumullah. The last question that the brother had was Tashahud in raising of the finger.
Ishara bif Sababa. Now there is a lengthy academic discussion about that. In Imdad al-Fatawa, Volume 5, it is written, Mawlana Ashraf al-Thalmi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes there, that you can pick up your finger and you can circle it slightly, and that is the, if you were to do that, you may do that. You can pick it up as recorded in Talibul Islam, etc., and drop it down. As recorded in Nur Liza also, you can pick it and drop it down. The Hanafis are of that opinion.
Jazakumullah for that, Muftisa. We have another two callers online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Mawlana.
Ji, brother.
I want to ask a question. The thing is, now in Ramadan you fast, right?
Ji.
In the evening you must go for Taraweeh. Right? These other brothers, they read for 10 days and they fathom the Quran. You think is that right or is it wrong?
Okay. Jazakallah for that. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Jee,
I'd like to know when you're making dua, do the hands have to be together or do there have to be a gap between the two hands? Or, and what is the etiquette of dua?
Dua, okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Jee, Muftizat. The first question.
The fuqaha has written that if you are going to go on journey or if you are going to be mashgul and you want to complete the Quran al-Karim in 10 nights due to some reason, then it is permissible to do so. Not shorter than that. Shorter than that is regarded as makruh, but to read 3 paras a night, there is adequate room for permissibility to do so. However, after the 10 nights, this person must not feel, now no more Taraweeh for me. People who read and khatam Quran in 10 nights as followers, sometimes they abandon Taraweeh totally. They are sinful. They should know that Taraweeh is for all the nights in Ramadan. And the brother, what he said?
The sister said, what are the etiquette of dua?
When you're making dua, the hands should be raised and should be raised as on the level of the chest and not higher, not lower. There is some hadith stating that out of ecstasy and crying and you want to weep, then you can bring it right to your face. However, the normal posture is supposed to be that both the hands facing the Qibla, a slight gap between the two hands, and your fingers supposed to be slightly open and facing Qibla, praising Allah Ta'ala Jalla Majdahu first, reciting Durood upon beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, pleading before Allah, asking Allah, not fighting and demanding from Allah, not being bullying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala like how these days some people are making dua, not falsely crying, etc., but weeping with sincerity, humility.
Jazakumullah for that, Muftisab. Going on to the next question, we have an SMS question. You're saying, a sister says, Assalamu alaikum, Muftisab. I am trying to fall pregnant and can't. What dua can I read or what can I do for this?
Make salat al-hajat. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give children in His infinite wisdom. Do not ever be despondent.
Jazakallah for that. We have another question. You're saying, can women visit the Qabristan?
In Sharia, they should not visit the Qabristan. Allah Ta'ala has given them a very easy life. Sitting in their homes, they can make dua for the deceased and the beloved. And why they must go out risking their life, honor, chastity, dignity?
Jazakallah for that, Mufisab. We have one more call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
Jesus.
What I want to know is when you make the Khatam al Quran, right? And then I need to know whether you need to read the dua for Khatam al Quran first and then come back to Surah Baqarah and read one or two rukus, or must you go back and read and then read the Khatam al Quran?
Okay, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Jee Mufti.
You should go to Muflihood. That means you go after you finish Surah Nas, read Surah Fatiha, read Surah Bakra till Muflihood, then make the Dua of Khatam.
Jazakallah, sir. We have one more question before the Nasiha. If someone has a gold tooth, we have a question on the screen in front of us. If someone has a gold tooth, does he pay zakah on this or not?
If there is so much of gold there that it is zakatable, and if he is paying zakat and he knows the value of that gold tooth, then the value of the gold tooth will be added part of his assets.
Jazakallah for the Muftisab. Some Nasiha advice from your side now.
We are alhamdulillah moving from the time of period of mercy to the time of forgiveness in this blessed month of Ramadan. So we should take full opportunity by becoming regular in Salat, Wud Jamaat, drawing a timetable, and also regarding ourselves as powerful. Generally, unfortunately, we Muslims don't regard ourselves as powerful. We suffer from from an inferiority complex. Every Muslim is valuable. We should realize that our du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should not be despondent. We should repeatedly make du'a and regard ourselves as good. Then inshallah you see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, provided we make a lot of istighfar. Jazakallah.
JazakAllah Mufti Safad. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That brings us to the end of our Q&A for tonight with myself and Mawlana Kara. Inshallah, Mufti Safad will be back inshallah on Thursday night. Inshallah.